Hello and welcome. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's another Building Community with Busey Bank. This KMOX radio show and podcast available at KMOX.com, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, the Odyssey app. We are everywhere. And so is Jeff Burgess. He has been with us throughout. He is the Executive Vice President and President of Busey Wealth Management. Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I am wonderful today, Tom. Thanks for having us down again.
It's great to have you here in the studios of KMOX Radio in downtown St. Louis. And we welcome the Senior Vice President and Director of Community Banking with Busey Bank, Sandy DeMond.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. Jeff, always great to have you back. You've told us about Busey, and since 1868, Busey has been connecting communities. How do you see this positive impact growing on those it serves? So you have many programs. You've offered those through community banking, and we've talked about them through these past few months, but it's nice to revisit some of the things that you've been able to do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. Just thinking through the positive impact of our community banking efforts. Here at Busey, we're very proud to focus and partner with our customers and our communities, really with this intent of building a very sound financial future to support generations to come. When I think through the impact that we have in our communities with these community banking efforts, we really focus in to ensure we've got this adequate suite of products and services to help everybody with their finances, with their financial education, financial literacy, and also just the financial execution of their day-to-day lives. We know here at Busey that when we have thriving communities, that creates opportunities for better lives for generations to come.
And we'll detail some of those as we go along here. And Sandy, it's great to have you here. Can you tell us what community banking is to you and how that plays a part in this, builds generational relationships with customers? Part of Busey's promise is helping those in need, Sandy.
Yes, absolutely. So since its founding, Busey has helped identify and bridge the needs of our neighbors to revitalize our low and moderate income neighborhoods. And we want to ensure that we are taking care of everyone, as Jeff stated. And to me, what that really means is that no matter what, we're here to help you with our subject matter experts at the bank, right? We're experts when it comes to financial literacy, when it comes to budgeting or credit. And so through our community banking programs, we want to ensure that that's getting out to the community, that our neighborhoods feel confident and they feel empowered. And our mission is really to give financial empowerment to all. And financial empowerment means something different to everyone. And for Busey and for us, it's just to ensure that everyone has an opportunity. And through community banking, that's our mission, to give everybody that opportunity.
What are some of the ways that you've expanded that throughout the region?
Actually, our community banking team offers nearly 100 or more focused workshops, including home buyer education events, financial literacy seminars, credit education classes, and first-time home buyer events. So it's important to us to get out into the community. We really love to go into some of our non-for-profits and really ensure that they feel that they've got the resources through us. And so not only is it giving the courses and the classes, but it's holding their hands throughout the process. And so our community banking officers understand that everyone's needs are different. And so if they haven't had a family member go through, for example, a home loan purchase process, they know that they're going to need a little bit more assistance. And so we're here to really hold those hands throughout the process.
And that trust and development of relationships, that's what this business is all about. It's about people, isn't it?
Correct. Absolutely. It's people helping people. And truthfully, you know, as a bank, I see us as stewards of financial education, right? Because we are doing this day in and day out, and we understand our communities don't have those resources available to them all the time. And so therefore, you know, we're here to assist in any way, shape, or form. If that means learning how to balance a checkbook, or if that means, hey, what's my credit score and what does it mean? Mm-hmm. And really, we've got so many different resources through our programs that we just want to ensure that the community is aware of and they're taking advantage of it.
Jeff, Peoria, Illinois, great town. Been there many times, done a lot of basketball games there. Great, great sports town. You launched your inaugural Busey Bank Bridge Center earlier this year. What is that?
Absolutely. That was earlier this year, Tom, in Peoria, where we launched our inaugural Busey Bank Bridge Center, really to provide a place, a resource to our community for our community members to get together for various financial education workshops and all efforts focused around our community banking efforts. As we work to reinforce and enhance Busey's approach to this community banking effort across our footprint, we plan to launch more of these Busey Bank Bridge Centers in other regions. We see this as a very valuable resource to the community to provide this location and this resource for us to have a venue to engage and offer our services.
Giving people an opportunity and through financial pathways, that's a complimentary program that you and I have talked about before. Can you remind us about that and the platforms and how that benefits people?
Absolutely. Thinking through our financial pathways platform, this is an amazing resource that is free on our website, where we provide very efficient and educational content around different matters around financial literacy. Different concepts around how to build your credit score, what does home ownership look like, different ways to think through planning for your future financial needs. So there are courses, free courses online. And when I say course, it's more of a quick hit educational tool as opposed to a long coursework type of session. We've got courses available then for adults as well as for students, really focused in on 7th through 12th grade. Once again, financial pathways there to engage with our community with this free online tool that will allow our community members to build strong financial futures.
You can go to Busey.com, B-U-S-E-Y, Busey.com/financial pathways to learn more about the Financial Pathways platform, the virtual learning platform for students built with 7th through 12th grade students in mind. But Sandy, the people that are helped by Busey Bank are all ages. Think about the lives that you're changing just by educating them on finances. Actually, to be quite honest, we could all use a little refresher on finances, couldn't we?
Absolutely. And honestly, you think about the families that we are impacting, and that's why I do what I do, right? That's why the team does what they do. The passion that drives them is to impact those families and make a change in their lives in some way, shape, or form. I can give you an example of a lady who purchased a home for us at the first. She was 54 years old, first time she ever bought a home, and it was really neat to not only at that closing for her grandkids to be there, for her kids to be there, but to see that she had that opportunity, she had that chance by our guidance, by our expertise with the different grant programs available in her market. She never really thought she'd ever be able to do it, and she was. But the generational change is my favorite part of that story, is those kids watching us. And now they come into the bank when she makes her payment, and they all get so excited. They come say hello. And to me, it really is just showing that if you have that passion, or if you've got that that dream inside, and if you're willing to work for it, you're absolutely able to do it. And as long as you've got the right coaches in mind, and again, our staff is there to help you, then it's possible. And so it's really neat to see that. I will share that through our Financial Pathways programs, not only are we offering those digital offerings, but we meet a lot of our communities and clients in person. A lot of these are workshops that we're hosting at the Busey Bank Bridge. And so if you are, you know, kind of on the edge or on the fence of wondering if you should apply, or just maybe you've been turned down in the past, and you're just scared, and that's possible, because honestly, we hear these stories all the time. We are a very open, you know, an open center where no one's judging anything. It may take you 2 months to get, you know, through the process. It may take you a year, but as long as you want it, we're willing to put the time in. And it's not even willing, but we want to, and we want to hold your hand throughout the process, because really, at the end of the day, if you're able to purchase your home, or if you're able to maybe open up that checking account that you've had some issues in the past, but now we're giving you a chance to try again, it just means that we're offering that opportunity, again, the opportunity for financial freedom.
I mean, what a great boost of confidence that is, just to be able to get out of bed in the morning knowing that you've done that.
Exactly.
You know, that's a big, big thing, that you're helping people. You're literally changing their lives on a daily basis. Jeff, finally, the Busey Bank Bridge Scholarship, can we give that information on Because I know that application deadline is coming up. We just want to make sure that people know how they can apply for that.
That is right, Tom. The Busey Bank Bridge Scholarship offers financial support toward continuing education endeavors to all applicants, all ages, all educational backgrounds. Applicants are required to meet specific eligibility requirements for the Busey Bank Bridge Scholarship. But the scholarship funds, which are in the amount of $2,500, can be used by the recipient to cover things like tuition, fees, books, and supplies for continuing education. Scholarship recipients are selected by a scholarship committee, which is appointed by Busey Bank at its sole discretion. A reminder that the application deadline is June 30th here of 2022, and selected scholarship recipients will be notified on by July 31st. Of 2022. All of this information is available on our website, Busey.com, under the community tab. But this Busey Bank Bridge Scholarship, meaningful impact in our communities, and something we're very proud to have out there.
And by the way, you do have plans to launch Busey Bank Bridge centers in other parts of the region. Can you let us in on maybe where those might be?
That is absolutely right. I actually don't know where these future locations will be, but I can tell you that when we've seen this impact that this first inaugural branch has had there in Peoria, it's something that is very front of mind for us. I don't know, Sandy, if you have thoughts on where our other locations might be popping up.
Yeah, so not only are we wanting to ensure that our Busey Bank Bridge there in Peoria is full force, doing well, going strong. But our next stop is actually towards the Chicagoland. So we will be opening up our second Busey Bank Bridge in northern Illinois.
Oh, very nice. You can go into any branch and ask questions about community banking, about the Busey Bank Bridge. You can go online to Busey.com under the community tab is where you can find full details on the Busey Bank Bridge scholarship application process. Really, anytime. You can just go to Busey.com, or you can go to KMOX.com/community banking. We can link you there, too. There's no question about that. Guys, it's been a pleasure. It's always great to talk about this. Busey has been doing this for years and years, building community. And that's what we do. We spend time on this podcast just talking about it, and we let people in. If you want to hear it, this full podcast is available, as always, at KMOX.com/community banking. Here in the month of June. And Jeff, thank you again for being here.
Tom, as always, great to be down here. Thank you.
Jeff Burge is the Executive Vice President and President of Busey Wealth Management. Sandy DeMond, thank you very much.
Thank you.
She's the Senior Vice President and Director of Community Banking with Busey Bank. I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Building Community with Busey Bank. Our producer is Judith Anderson. And for all of us here at KMOX Radio, we say thank you for listening. As always, you can find us at KMOX.com.